First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuban leaders congratulate Vietnam on the occasion of its independence anniversary.
Cuba conveys solidarity and support to the Bahamas in aftermath of Hurricane Dorian.
At least 5 dead, more than 13,000 homes destroyed as historic storm batters Bahamas.
London mayor salaams Trump over golfing during Dorian.
And now the news in detail.
The first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba, Raúl Castro, and the president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, have sent congratulatory messages to their Vietnamese counterparts on the occasion of the 74th anniversary of the independence of that southeastern nation. For his part, President Díaz-Canel reaffirmed to the secretary general of the Communist Party and president of that country, Nguyen Phu Trong, the will to continue strengthening the historic ties of brotherhood, solidarity, and cooperation amongst our peoples, parties, and governments. The messages of the Cuban leaders were amongst the first among dozens of congratulations on the occasion of Vietnam's Independence Day. On September the 2nd, 1945, President Ho Chi Minh read in the capital's Ba Dinh Square Vietnam's Declaration of Independence in the face of defeated French colonialism.
Cuba has conveyed its solidarity and support to the government and the people of the Bahamas after the severe impact of Hurricane Dorian. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla said on Twitter that Cuban personnel in the Caesar Caribbean island nation are safe and that they will soon join the relief and recovery efforts in the country. Hurricane Dorian, the strongest storm ever to hit the Bahamas, has killed at least 5 people in the Abaco Islands, Bahamian Prime Minister Uber Minis said on Monday. Dorian made landfall as a Category 5 hurricane on Grand Bahama Island on Sunday night, pulverizing houses and leaving countless residents homeless.
At least 5 people have died in the Abaco Islands in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis said Monday evening. Hurricane Dorian continues to pound the region as a Category 4 storm. Minnis said that there are also people in Great Bahama Island in serious distress. Rescue crews will respond to calls for help as soon as weather conditions allow. We are in the midst of a historic tragedy, Minnis said. Hurricane Dorian stalled over the northern Bahamas on Monday, pounding the islands with heavy rains, storm surge, and howling winds before the storm directs its rage towards the U.S. coast. Florida and the U.S. East Coast remain a target. The storm will move dangerously close to the Florida East Coast Tuesday through Wednesday night. Dorian is forecast to turn towards the northwest, roaring parallel to Florida for about 30 to 40 miles offshore before continuing north along the East Coast deep into the week.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan has lashed out at U.S. President Donald Trump over golfing amid Hurricane Dorian. Khan made the comments in an interview with Politico, asserting that remaining silent towards Trump's attitude amounts to disservice to Londoners. He is clearly busy dealing with a hurricane out on the golf course, Khan said, further censoring Trump's support for white nationalism. These people have been inspired by mainstream politicians who subscribe to their point of view, said the mayor, describing the U.S. president as a guy who amplifies racist tweets, amplifies the tweets of fascists, says things that are deeply objectionable. If I don't stand up and call that out, I think I'm doing a disservice to Londoners who chose me as their mayor. The American president was away visiting his Trump National Golf Club in Virginia amid the heavy storms and flash flooding caused by the deadly hurricane.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC, Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Gedwin Jones.
The Cuban Foreign Ministry is stressing the importance of the upcoming meeting of the second EU-Cuba Joint Council to be held in Havana on September the 9th. During the meeting, both parties will review the state of implementation of the Political Dialogue and Cooperation Agreement, that's the PDCA, signed in 2016, reports the Cuban news agency, the ACN. Cuba has full relations with the EU on the basis of mutual respect, said on Twitter Bruno Rodriguez Parilla, Minister of Foreign Affairs. In the joint council, we will exchange on the implementation of the PDCA, cooperation and future dialogue on sectoral policy, trade and investment, including the Helms-Burton law and its extraterritorial effects, said Rodriguez. The foreign minister and the High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy of the European Union, Federica Mogherini, will head the delegations.
The president of the Senate of Zimbabwe, Mabel Chimona, began an official visit to Cuba during which she will hold meetings with representatives of the island's legislative body and members of the friendship group between the two countries. Reportedly, Chimona is scheduled to meet with the president of the National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso Hernández. During their stay in Cuba, her delegation will visit places of historical, cultural, and economic interest. According to a statement issued by the Cuban embassy in Harare, the visit of the Zimbabwean parliamentary leader will reaffirm the historical relations between the two countries, which date back to the years of the struggle for the independence of this southern African state, reached in 1980.
Palestinian leaders have slammed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for pledging annexation of all illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Nabil Abu Rudaneh, a spokesman for Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, said that Nehru's reiteration of annexation pledge was a continuation of attempts to create an unacceptable fait accompli. He added that the move would not lead to any peace, security or stability. The Secretary General of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, the PLO, Saeb Erekat, said those who claim concern after every Israeli settlement announcement should face reality. Israel's PM is announcing further annexation of occupied territory. Enough impunity. There's an international responsibility to impose sanctions on Israel after decades of systematic crimes, he added.
Brazilians saying that President Jair Bolsonaro is doing a bad or terrible job rose to 38% from 33% previously in the first major poll since the government faced global outcry over its handling of record fires in the Amazon rainforest. The Datafolha Polling Institute found that 29% say that Bolsonaro is doing a great or a good job, down from 33% in July, according to the poll published on Monday. That is the lowest level of approval for a president since Brazil returned to democracy, below the 34% of respondents in June 1995, who said that then-president Fernando Henrique Cardoso was doing a good or great job. Brazilians who said that Bolsonaro was doing a normal job fell to 30% from 31% previously within the margin of error. Datafolha found that 51% of Brazilians thought Bolsonaro had done a bad or terrible job responding to the Amazon fires. Last month, Brazil's space research agency INPE revealed that the highest number of forest fires were tearing through the Amazon rainforest since 2010, sparking international outcry demanding that the country do more to protect the world's largest tropical rainforest.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban leaders congratulate Vietnam on the occasion of its independence anniversary.
Cuba conveys solidarity and support to the Bahamas in aftermath of Hurricane Dorian.
At least 5 dead, more than 13,000 homes destroyed as historic storm batters Bahamas.
London Mayor salams Trump over golfing during Dorian.